Welcome one and all to Every Week Cast with Monster Girls, the number one independent Monster Girl podcast on the planet. This is a week full of hot takes, big action, lots of love, the Monster Girl way. With me as always, and I'm Russ Walsh. With me as always, breaking up here.
Russ, you're so nervous.
I'm so emotional right now. Because this episode, we've been waiting for this for a long time, Russ. Alan Black, my normal co-host. This has been a long time coming.
Same.
And it's got me nervous, because what if it doesn't live up to the expectations?
What if?
And as always, we have a special guest on this week. Except for the first episode when we didn't have a special guest.
But every subsequent episode after that.
I'm a mathematical man, so I try to keep the logic consistent. We have Danica Herod. I cannot talk.
You did fine.
We brought her on because she's a Drake expert, both of the rapper and of the Monster Girl, I'm assuming. There's a Drake later on, right? Spoiler alert.
We'll see.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Listen, there could be two snakes. There could be two Mias, one running around. Maybe it's Psycho Mantis. Just like the fucked up song, you know, the fucked up song.
Oh, by the band Fucked Up.
Yeah, that's a really fucked up band. Fucked Up. Anyway, listen, Danny's here. She's bringing the thunder, and we're gonna be watching an episode of Monster Musume. I'm trying to get over my anxiety of my worries that this is not gonna live up, because I have reason to believe this is gonna be, this is a bit of a sneaking episode, because it's gonna sneak something good in there.
Yeah.
Trust me, Russ. Tactical, this is going to live up to the hype.
Tactical fan service action, right?
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Very strategic action.
There's going to be a lot of memes. There's going to be a lot of jeans. There's going to be a lot of scenes. I was going to make a bad joke about the jean part.
You know, I don't think any of the Monster Girls wear jeans. Show?
No, not jeans. I was
Mia close. Wore a jean skirt at one point.
Yeah.
She wore a denim skirt, anyway. So that counts.
So, Ellen, are you going to explain what we're going to do?
Yes, so we are all going to watch this with you, the listener. We're all going to start our videos on Crunchyroll.com, our favorite anime streaming site.
A quality streaming service.
At the same time, so that way you can listen to our commentary as you watch the episode. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to count down.
Wait, I'm starting up my PS3. Hold on.
Oh, okay, hold on.
Let's give a little break. Oh, and just a heads up, Russ, I don't even know if you know this, but I'm the brand manager for Monster Musume. So, like, the company behind the show came in, like, 2 weeks ago, and I'm like, here's everything I've done for your show, and also, can you guys get me one of those giant body pillows that was released at Comic-Con? And they were like, they're like, I don't know what that is, and I'm like, okay, cool.
Oh, no.
Russ and I have been long dreaming of getting one of those body pillows.
I want one so bad. Okay, let me just open this up.
Oh man, Russ, should we get our Kickstarter or GoFundMe or whatever?
Yeah, so we can get that body going. Pillow. God, get
Patreon, please.
Yeah, it's like $800. The reward is.
Yeah, I think we should chip in and buy one and then like
we'll cut
send it
three
to each
parts.
Other. Like,
no, that's not funny.
Well, no, don't cut it. No, that's awful. I don't like that gross shit with my pillows.
I was hoping that I'd be able to like get it for free, you know. But they were like, "What is that?" And I'm like, "The 7 meter long pillow of Mia." Okay, here we go.
We should chip in, buy one, and then ship it around the country, Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants style.
Wait,
pause. Okay, I'm paused. I'm ready. I'm turning my TV.
Okay.
Turning my TV volume down.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm ready.
All right then. So whenever you're ready. So we're gonna do 3, 2, 1, play. And whenever I say play, we all click play at the same time.
Okay.
So we're gonna start from the very beginning.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, play.
Okay. First things first. Want to display disappointment for them still not purchasing the rights to Kanye West Monster as a theme. It's been this way for a while now. It's really upsetting.
This is our one gripe with the show.
I feel like we've been giving a lot of feedback to them and they have not listened yet today. I know this is probably all produced months ago, but couldn't they have read what was in the air? Do you think Kanye was hard on them? Because they were like, this is my personal theory.
Kanye would love the Monster Girls.
Yeah, but I feel like he wants like people to find their own route and not rely on what came before. And he probably was thinking...
If you think about it... If you think about it, the cover for My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is Kanye having sex with a monster girl. Yeah. Think about it.
But he wanted them to find their own path without relying on his, you know, his legacy.
I can feel that.
Yeah, I mean, but
he's an artiste.
But I can see him wanting to rely on the Monster Musume legacy also.
I guess it's just why Bon Iver over this? I'm just asking.
Yeah, that's true.
What did Bon Iver do? Look at this.
The Bon Iver man probably be into Monster Girls too, but only like Monster Girls like live in the woods and cry. Like some sort of like nymphs, some like tree nymphs or satyrs.
Yeah, pretty much.
I feel like maybe I could get like Soulja Boy to do like a Monster Girl song.
That's true.
Oh, Soulja Boy. Oh, man. He would love it.
Is your clout score high enough to get that to happen?
Well, I like
you have the social.
It's a clout reward,
I like
actually.
Tweeted at him as Crunchyroll, and I'm like, "Thanks for following us. What's your favorite anime?" And he was like, "Hey, what's up, Crunchyroll? Like, I love you guys." And then listed off his favorite anime, which are all in his song anime.
That's good.
Ugh, Mrs. Smith, Danny, I want to hear your opinion. Mrs. Smith would be number one in any other cartoon, right?
Yeah, no, I think she's, like, close to my favorite character in this, too. Like,
but she's not really half monster.
No, she's not, but she's still, like, one of the best girls in the show.
Well, I think we've established in the past, bureaucrats, you know, practically monsters
are the ultimate
already.
Monster.
Think about it. Mm-hmm. Here's our characters, here's our cast. They're smushing their face against the glass.
Ooh, look at that. Look at that, Rose.
There's one.
Oh, no.
There's one of them.
Oh, no. Guys, get
Solid
get
on radar and all.
So
fresh.
This episode got launched on the day that Phantom Pain got launched, and I feel like that was 100% planned.
Kojima planned
probably.
It himself.
I mean,
do you think this is why they fired him from Konami is because he was orchestrating this the entire time?
They were Shimonetta fans.
Oh,
Konami's
man.
Not Shimonetta. And they are not.
You think about
it,
that show's kind of like the Patriots censoring things.
Okay, so can we talk about the fact that like Marrow is just in a maid outfit jumping around spying on him?
Yeah,
she sucks.
It's pretty good. I kind of like
what?
Her.
Why?
I don't know.
I think she's okay.
The spirit of Nikki.
She's kind of She's got pink wig, thick ass, skin whiplash.
I think she sucks. She's my least favorite.
She's
okay.
She's into cuckolding. It's okay.
Oh my god.
You've just learned what you need to know about Alan.
This fucking horny man.
This horny man.
Okay, now who's this horny man tapping on the window?
He's sweating.
Russ, I have a theory. Do you remember anime Paul Blart, the cop from the previous episodes with those same eyes?
Of course.
His big wide eyes, that he's just big dead fish eyes. I think that's him, but off duty.
Did you write that in your notes? Are there any emojis?
Yes, I did. I said,
that you've attached
I said,
that?
Is the, who is the horny customer tapping on the window? Is that anime Paul Blart?
No.
My emojis earlier, Mia's red top, two okay hand emojis, 200s and a fire.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable. Now his eyes have
turned pretty measured
into
response.
Equal signs. What do you think that means?
Her boobs are coming out.
I don't
Hold
know.
On. Stop everything you're doing, because we might see some nipples.
Whoa. Well, maybe if this was the manga, but right now, we're here trapped in the anime universe.
Let's wait for the Blu-ray.
Gotta wait for
the
Blu-ray.
Yeah, we're trapped on Crunchyroll right now.
Hey, listen, they update it, right? I don't...
We,
I forgot if they did.
No, you mean like to Uncensored?
Yeah,
no.
I don't remember. No, I must be
Well, like Terraformers, I think we had the Uncensored up for like a weekend. And I think we're supposed to eventually get the rest of the Uncensored later once the Blu-rays are out, but who knows?
Mm-hmm. Danny, you need to stop sharing like
relevant
information.
No, that's like, we like posted
commentary.
About that. It's fine.
But this is, we're just supposed to talk about nonsense.
Oh, okay,
here.
Nonsense.
Start talking about Hey Arnold or
okay,
something.
Okay, look.
This is Russ.
So the premise of this episode, well, of the beginning of this episode, is that all the girls think that Darling is on a date with Miss Smith, and they're like disguising themselves and trying to catch him.
Yeah, in the act.
Okay, the part with Poppy, though, is probably the most lewd scene since the show started.
Yeah, no, probably. Totally.
It's pretty...
It's really a lot.
It's a lot. There's a lot going on in that scene.
Here it comes.
Information control. What's happening here? I totally forgot about this scene. I just remember it gets wild.
Oh yeah, it gets wild.
Oh, it gets wild, and it gets wild real quick.
Thoughts and feelings on Smith's outfit.
She looks cute. I like her in a power suit, though.
Yeah, I kind of dig the suit.
The best part is that I watched this show like at my desk while I'm working, and there's a guy who sits next to me, and he's always like, "Oh my god, no!" But she's moaning during this entire scene, like even before it gets gross, and it made me really uncomfortable. Poppy's like my second to least favorite character. The phone is in her asshole.
It's like straight
up
in there.
It's completely in her ass.
See, this wasn't cute when it happened to me the other day. People weren't so into it. I remember when I said this is going to be a professional podcast. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
I don't know. I remember that's happening. Didn't something really bad happen on the episode we had Ben on?
Oh, that was the egg laying and shedding episode.
Yes, oh, Ben was not a
Ben,
fan.
Ben hated that.
Ben Pack, I know he's, you know, the social spheres, I don't know. We had a guy on.
Our good friend Ben.
Yeah, everybody's friend Ben. Oh, man.
He did not enjoy the show very much at all. It kind of broke his mind.
He's not a big anime fan, combined with he is not a big fan of this.
Yeah, this is pretty intense. If people aren't into fan service, they're going to absolutely hate this.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like starting, you know, you could recommend some Dickens, or you could recommend some, even Moby Dick, but this is like throwing them right into James Joyce.
Yeah, 100%.
This is kind of like the Ulysses of anime.
It's just like Homestuck.
Yeah, which is the Ulysses of the internet.
Now, Russ, I did make a note here. Mia with glasses and twin tails, hands up sort of like in praise of like Hova emoji. let's see, 6 100s, 2 okay signs, a screaming face, and then a hard eyes.
Is that
anime Paul Blart back again?
Look at these ice creams. They're just pyramids.
What do you think they are?
What are they?
They're screaming milk.
Oh no.
Great. I hate these horny
Saria's boobs are just
please
too
stop
big.
Them.
Oh, Saria. I don't know. We've had a lot of people on who are not into Saria. I like Saria, but I do not like centaurs.
I don't like horses at all. Yeah, I think as far as like the monster girls go, she's the most extreme. But
oh, you've got to be into
it. She's like a badass though. She's like I'll kill for my love.
Oh
okay,
no!
Here it is. Here it is.
Oh,
here it is.
No.
Here's the box.
The greatest soldier of the 20th century.
Solid Snake.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Oh, this is just all fire emojis. My notes have developed.
This is
Ragnar
too much.
Ragnar is the best.
Is it like a unanimous,
Ragnar is the best on the whole show?
We're Mia people, but we're not going to argue.
We're Mia people. She's our number two. My number two, at least.
Damn.
Oh, definitely number two in a heartbeat. Oh, yes. No.
I love this. I love her outfit.
What if at the end of the episode, the boss's sneaking suit from Metal Gear Solid 3 actually click the F key on the Crunchyroll stream to shoot her at the end? What if that happened? Would you cry?
Like at the end of Metal Gear Solid 3. Yeah, probably. In a field of flowers. And then Lyndon Johnson, anime Lyndon B. Johnson appears and awards you the title of Big Boss.
That's kind of what I want out of anime.
Oh, look, she's CQCing Ragnar.
Listen, it's not about enemies or allies, because things change. Things change with the times.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Russia and United States will still be enemies in the 21st century?
Oh, man. Oh, no.
So, which one of the monster girls do you think is the most like Revolver Ocelot?
I'd want to say Ragnar, because you never know her true alliances. In the end, she's always loyal to the boss, which is our main character, I think.
I can see that.
But, you know,
I don't know.
Marrow's kind of shifty too, though. But Danny hates Marrow. Neither me and Alan are ambivalent to her. So
yeah, we're just kind of in.
Yeah. Damn, it's tough.
That's the minion.
I don't know. Yeah, there's that minion.
You guys call her a minion, Zombina?
No.
No, the Cyclops.
Alan ruined my life.
One eye.
Alan ruined
life. Yes, I edited the picture of the Cyclops to make her look like a minion once.
Yeah, and then photoshopped her yellow. Oh, so can't believe the anime minion's on here. And I've never forgiven Alan for it.
Everyday life with minion girls.
It was pretty good.
The hatred I feel inside.
They're going on a date.
Mia's dress is really cute, but I got tired of using emojis at this point.
I feel like that's offensive, Mia. The Easter Island people. Easter Island.
Why did they just put these Easter Island heads on in the middle of like a park?
I don't know.
The street. It's kind of crazy.
Mia's really cute in this episode.
She's like set on fire with the flames of cuck. Mia's really
that
cute in every episode.
Fire emojis.
If you ask me, but.
Oh, it's Shrek.
Oh, hey, look, it's a giant Shrek.
Yeah, it's Shrek.
Sexy Shrek.
Sexy Shrek is a little bit redundant.
Oh, you know what I forgot? Oh, my gosh, I forgot one of our traditions. The red carpet, it's kind of like a metaphor.
For
a
what?
A metaphor.
For entrances.
For entrances, yes.
Listen, good I got job, so Russ. Nervous. I was just so ready for the solid snake bit. Listen, the running jokes don't work here. Alan's already brought cuckolding up, though. I mean, so we've got most.
Well, that's less of a running joke and more of a lifestyle.
It's true.
Don't reduce my lifestyle. That is a really cute dress.
I think it's pretty good.
Mero's outfits are shitty too.
So if you're a mermaid, you just get
too.
Like instant. She just wears one outfit.
It's awful.
I'm not into the whole.
Hey, it's a.
This is a beautiful sequence.
Amanda Ray.
Like, are you like Metal Gear Ray? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I'm trying to. Oh, look, Siri.
Oh, Mia with the hat.
Did
it's
she just
cute.
Imply Arachnia had crabs?
Jesus Christ.
I'm really falling off.
You're
the
monstrous.
Boat here. I just, well...
You're the real monster.
Yeah, I mean, the monster girls have only proven that they're more human than any of us.
After
a second, I got very confused and thought that she just called a random stranger over. Oh. It's real.
Her nose kind of looks weird in this scene.
Listen, perspective is hard.
Hey, listen, Mero, same love. They could be two dude fish kissing. I don't know. That's what Macklemore told me.
Come on, Macklemore. Do you think in this universe, Macklemore would make a song about monster girls? About how he...
Yeah,
probably.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
How he used to think he was a monster girl in third grade?
He ended... what would be anti-speciesism?
Probably.
Macklemore ended speciesism. A lot of Facebook, a lot of Slate think pieces about Macklemore.
I can't believe I can't believe his latest music video is him and a girl that's half moped.
Half what again?
Moped.
It's Paul Blart.
You know,
because
he buys a moped in the Macklemore.
Oh wait,
you're not up on all the Macklemore videos.
I don't actually watch Macklemore videos. I don't go out of my way to like find Macklemore videos on YouTube.
I do it. Well, I do it ironically because I hate him.
Ironically, it's because Alan's a masochist and just wants to suffer.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
I feel like since we have Danny on here, should we talk about Drake in some capacity?
I mean,
probably.
It's whatever you want to do. If you, I'm
what?
Well, I'm sure. I was going to ask because we haven't.
Who do you think?
Yeah.
His favorite monster girl would be.
Yeah.
Probably Mia. Probably
Mia.
Probably.
Do you think Mia would make him cry?
I think so.
Mia would be like obsessed with him. She'd be obsessed with him.
Yeah,
yeah
really
no,
into that.
Of course he'd be into that. All right, here's the hot ass.
Mara. Oh.
On the other hand, which monster do you think is most like Nicki Minaj? This is the episode.
Ragnara, probably. Because Ragnara is just a fucking badass.
So
Ragnara is like an independent woman who don't
I thought we already established she's Rihanna. Didn't we already say Rihanna because of SNL?
It's true.
No.
Oh, I could believe that too.
I feel like Ragnara would be Nicki, and Mara would be Miley.
Oh, ouch. Oh, ooh, that's harsh.
Ooh, ow, that's the biggest.
That's dark. I don't, that's, damn. I mean, that would, if you put that in a newspaper, if you put that in print, you could be sued for libel. Come on.
Mara, what's good?
Yeah, Miley was like, I'm not this cuckolding mermaid. Track that, please.
Unless that's what the kids want right now. If the kids were into cuckolding these days, if cuckolding wasn't an old man's fetish,
then Miley'd probably be into it.
Yeah, she'd be into it. I don't know. Can you, the problem with cuckolding is secretive. It doesn't trend. Unlike,
it's true. Wait, what? Can you explain what cuckolding is to me?
Oh no!
Oh, we can't get into.
Wait,
we can't get into
this. Because I really don't know. I've just been like going along with it. But what is it?
Just watch some old episodes of Bella and the Bulldogs, and it's going
to
cover it for
you. No, but you have to tell
please,
me. Okay,
Ross.
I'm looking
NTR.
It up. I'm looking it up and I'm reading the definition.
Oh dear.
No. Well, we do have an explicit tag on iTunes for this very reason.
This is okay.
All right, here we go.
Mia's doing good, being cute.
Mia's doing, yeah.
All hearts.
If I was using emojis at this point, I would just be typing heart emojis.
Cuckold. A sexually inadequate husband who accepts his wife's pussy in her solely property, or is her solely property, and she alone decides which men she will fuck, even if it means denying her husband. His only access to her pussy is to clean it of the ejaculate of males she chooses to fuck. The sentence is... Doug has the penis of a young boy and has never given his wife Jill an orgasm. His choice was divorce or be a cuckold. He is now a fully submissive cuckold to Jill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's adultery in the context.
Interesting.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen.
That's kind of what the mermaid's kind of into. She wants to... Oh, this is a rough scene.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
this is kind of like after...
The
Dragonite
is so hot, though.
It's not really? A Drake. I thought it was a... For some reason, I thought Drake. Maybe it was the...
it might have been the manga translation. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, now how fucking swole is this guy that he's pumping this boat so fast?
This guy's
haven't you
Goku
seen he like knocks
first.
He knocks a person fuck? Out like every episode. He's
yeah, he fucking like one punched man that dude
no,
in like
I
the
know.
First episode.
He's the strongest man of all time.
Like, jeez. Do you think
universe.
He's the ultimate monster?
Maybe they'll have to kill him at the end in the field of flowers.
Maybe
he's the boss and Mia is big boss. Let's think about it.
Consider this.
That was cute.
They're so cute.
Yeah,
they
it's
are.
Good.
That's why she's my favorite. Ugh, this horny dragon.
Ugh. Who's hornier, her or Smoke? Oh, spoiler alert. Dang it.
Dang it, Russ.
Here it comes.
Smog. Wasn't there a lot of Bilbo x Smog fan fiction?
Probably. Especially now the Benedict Cumberbatch
is Sherlock
voicing
stuff.
That horny dragon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that horny dragon. Horny for gold. I mean, money, sex, power, it all comes down to the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ugh, misandry. Am I right? Ugh. This is hard. It's hard for me. It's tough.
Speak on that, Ross. Speak on that. Tell us how hard it is being a straight white male, please.
Listen, let me drop it on you, the tough stuff that happens to me every day. I got stuck in the KFC toilet again.
Oh my god.
Oh man. Was this before or after you got the phone?
And I dropped a KFC famous bowl on my own lap. Do they still make
those? I hated those.
Yes, I do.
Necklaces or famous bowls?
The bowls. One time I ate a bowl.
Oh boy.
No, I'm not a big fan of that necklace because...
Mm-hmm. We know you're a fan of Rachnia. We know you're a fan of Drake. How do you feel about Norm as the KFC?
One time I ate a KFC bowl and then I drank a bottle of Bacardi apple and then I threw everything up. And since then I've never gone back to KFC, not even once. The bowl cursed me.
So that really drags your opinion down as Norm.
Norm McDonald.
Victoria's sending me voice messages. Should I?
That's Sailor B for anybody.
Should I
not
play
familiar?
Them? I'm gonna ask her if I can play them.
Just right.
This is good content.
Private,
sure.
It's gonna be something super Let's private. See. Anyway, I'll just rant about my usual rant as usual. Thank you, Monster Girls, fighting the police state once again, fighting the good fight, taking down corruption from the inside.
Do you think these Monster Girls are part of like some sort of private military corporation or
yeah. Sarn? Do you think it's Sarn? Do you think it's Cypher?
It's probably Cypher, actually.
Okay, what do you guys think about that episode?
It was good. It had solid.
It had what we've been waiting for nine episodes.
Solid, yeah. I get it, Russ.
Yeah, I get it solid. Too. That's gross.
Yeah, exactly.
That's gross.
Like Snake.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah, come on, Russ, your boner. Get out of here.
It was actually Solidus because memes.
I'm gonna play this. Anyway. I'm gonna play this this message.
Hey Danica, it's your mom. Just wondering if you're ever gonna return that
I probably should have thought of a joke before you started recording this, huh?
it's her and Nick being funny.
Hey, listen, if she wants some punch up on that joke, I'm for commission, by the way. And I run lower
yeah, Russell,
than SAG.
Russell
rates,
workshop
a
joke for anybody. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll cool. do it.
Oh, it's the horny tree next week.
Oh, the horny tree. I've been waiting for this one.
Oof.
Oh, I'm so excited for the pig. I love the pig part in the manga.
Oh, look at all these. Look at all those sexy Shreks.
Look at these ogres. He's Oni. Oh boy, what a great episode, guys. What a laugh and a
half. That
was
good.
Oh boy. But you got questions to answer this week, right? Right, Alan?
Oh yeah. Want me to start with one of Ravi's questions?
Yeah, let's drop it.
Okay. The first question Ravi said, would you eat the Spider Girl's ass?
100%.
Thanks, Ravi.
100%.
You're trying to be professional.
I would eat Ragnar's ass.
Yeah, definitely.
After she took a shit.
Oh boy, have you guys seen that music video by Jodorowsky's son?
No.
Or did
is
he
it
direct
about eating ass?
There is definitely a part in the music video where he eats ass.
Damn.
Yeah, I should link you that video later.
Probably.
But I was thinking, maybe what if it was a Spider Girl? Huh? Would it have been an even bigger viral hit? That's a
good
question.
My question is, when you're eating her ass, is it the human ass that's on top of her
no,
spider
I feel
part,
like it's a
sp- or what?
I
it,
think it's like
do you think
eating
that's like
her
a-
spider ass? Yeah.
Yeah, thorax. Is it a thorax?
Okay. No, thorax is the
it's a
is
head
the,
part
the
and
chest
a...
area.
Sorry, Dad.
You're thinking of the
Sorry, Dad.
Your dad's a bug doctor and you should be really ashamed.
He's not bug an entomologist. Give my dad some fucking respect, you dumb
no,
shit.
No, you're fine.
Sorry, Danny.
he's a bug doctor.
No, he hates you.
Anyway, so I
go
yeah,
read
I don't
some
I
horoscopes,
I guess
dick.
Okay. I guess I don't care what ass it was. I guess I would still eat the Spider Girl's ass, whether it's a human ass on top or the spider ass.
Can I ask Danny a question?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mia the Lamia, human vagina or cloaca?
She has a human vagina.
Whoa.
Okay,
impossible.
I'm pretty,
where does
like,
she
all of these girls have human vaginas. Besides
Really?
Besides Saria.
And the slime girl, technically. Just putting that out there. Really.
But she can make a human vagina.
She can... Sure.
Well, she can make something that looks like it. I mean...
Poppy was laying an egg. It doesn't make sense for her to have a vagina.
She has a vagina. That egg came out of a human vagina. I bet you.
Well,
that's insane.
As someone who is a furry and into, like, anthro stuff, usually furries have, like, human vaginas. Like, female furries have, like, human vaginas in anthro form. So I feel like monster girls would be the same thing.
I don't know if that's really the same. I don't know. You did pull rank on me here. I'm not a furry, so I can't speak on this. I'm coming at this from a biological perspective.
I feel like you can tell which ones, like, have a human vagina and which ones don't. Like,
maybe it's just because I don't care about popping enough, but I can concede because of the egg thing, Cloaca. But Mia, come on.
Ragnar...
Because it's a tail. She starts down at the tail.
She doesn't have... I don't think she has a butthole in the back, so where'd she poop from?
No, but, like, she has that section that, like, her underwear comes off of.
Yeah, I get that. Like, there's something there. But
Ellen's argued that it's a human-like vulva, but the internal mechanisms are, in fact...
What I'm saying is that she also poops from there, too. Because I don't think she poops from the back because her butt's scaled up. That's my idea. I don't know.
Listen, it's a debate.
And also, it doesn't make sense for Ragnara to poop out of her human butt because then it would just land on her spider back, and that would be gross.
Maybe it makes a... Maybe out of her human butt is where her children drop out of. And they ride around on her back. And that she
Why
poops
would you poop out babies from your human butt?
Well, I'm just trying to be the
Russ, did your
the
parents tell you
right
how babies work?
No, my mom still won't tell me. I keep asking her about it.
Oh my god.
Damn it. Let's get another
Danny,
question that's less gross, Russ, please.
I don't know how babies are made.
Please don't. It's a stork, right?
Yeah.
You have to fuck a stork?
Yes.
You fuck the stork. I think we've talked about this in the past. I wish they
Probably.
Were a stork girl. It sucks that it's just normal storks.
The legs on the stork girl. Imagine that.
Can you give us some emoji? What emojis would you say if you saw the stork girl?
It would be an eggplant in the water emoji to symbolize, like, an ejaculating dick. Please.
Yes.
Of course. The
yes. Very good. From Twitter user David Atticool? I don't know. Sorry, bro. David at Ucall, I guess that's what his name is. By the way, what do the girls do for jobs? Does Mia clean the sewer systems? Does Saria train horses? No, they're your students.
First of all, David is super awesome and one time sent me hella chocolate from New Zealand. And it was best chocolate that
nice.
I've ever had.
Is it from the Shire?
I have no idea. I forget what the brand was. But anyway, Ragnara is like a... She's like a CIA agent or something.
Oh, are you saying like what they would optimally
Yeah,
have?
Like what would they do?
Well, I think Mia would probably start an independent nation where monster girls would be allowed to be sexy by their own convictions, not controlled by the nation's ideologies and isms that rule this world. And,
I feel like that's way too
smart
for her.
Establish some sort of outer heaven. No, I don't. I disagree.
An outer haven. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Outer heaven of sorts.
Yeah. That's where I'd lean. I think Poppy
or
would
like a
probably...
barista or something.
Yeah, a barista or like a paper girl or something.
Would that be
Poppy
cool?
Would probably like scare crows out of an apple orchard.
That's
you
sad.
Can get paid to do that.
That's so lonely.
I think Poppy'd be into it.
I think she like I don't know work at a daycare.
Listen,
or something.
You city types. I'm a country boy. Have I ever talked about this? I'm conservative in my pizza values, and maybe a hard day's work in the field. You know, is satisfying to others, you know? It's not about, you know, tech-based info jobs. Sometimes you gotta get out into nature. You know?
So what do you think Saria would do?
Saria, oh boy. She probably...
I don't know, work at like some sort of like a sword fighting dojo.
Maybe she'd work
know.
At like
No, she works the sword...
Medieval times.
No, she works,
yeah,
she works
times.
Those sword booths at anime cons. That play like really loud dubstep.
I could. That'd actually be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good. Do you think she'd also sell utility kilts?
Yes.
Probably.
Yes.
Do you think she would take Renaissance fairs really seriously and get upset if you talked shit about them?
Yes, but only because she believes that they're a real thing currently going on.
Wait, she's delusional? Like she needs help?
Yeah, I think in that area.
Yeah, she thinks she's like some sort of knight. She's probably, yeah.
Oh boy.
She's the kind of person that would go to medieval times and get freaked out.
What's that one LARPing thing? What's that one not LARPing thing?
You mean Gimgould? No, not yeah. Gimgould.
Gimgould.
That's the evil castle near. Yeah.
Yeah.
My bad. I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah, the thing where you hit each other with foam swords made out of like pool.
In the
foam.
Park. Yeah.
Yeah.
The dudes that do that in the park really sometimes. Into that. Definitely.
Yeah.
Let's see. What other Sue? I don't. Could Sue? I guess she could do anything.
Yeah.
She'd be a Clorox spokesman.
She can't talk.
She can now, kind of.
Well, kind of, but I feel like she has to do something where she's just
not very
silent.
Well. Oh, she'd be a sniper, like quiet from Metal Gear Solid 5.
Listen, she doesn't have to breathe. Oh, shoot, can't. Oh, MGS 5 spoilers everybody, but she. No, I can't say it now. Dang it. Alan.
Dang it. She'd be a court stenographer. I don't know.
Yeah, a court
stenographer. She sits there and types.
She'd be a Konami employee. Sits there and types. Right? That's.
Yeah. Topical
she'd
humor.
She'd be the fucking CNN because they don't say anything. Can I have a moment here?
Go ahead, man. Russ.
CNN, they don't say anything. All they're talking about is this.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Russ, speak on it.
What we need is Trump in office or not. Every week we kind of switch. I think we uniformly hate Trump. Sometimes we mm-hmm. jokingly agree
I
with
definitely
Trump.
Do. Trump would hate Monster Girl, so I hate him.
She would. He would. So every week I come to this realization, oh, I can't make Trump jokes because he would hate
Monster Girls.
He would
hate Monster Girls.
What do you think?
He would hate them with a passion.
He would definitely hate them. What do you think the horny mermaid would do?
I remember when our women were great. Now they're half bee. I don't like it. That's my Trump impression.
No, wait, what do you say? Half bee? A bee girl would be good.
Bee girl would be good. What if a bee girl came in to like an anime con in a cosplay? Wearing a with the Buck Bumble theme going on in the background.
I was thinking she would be coming in a cosplay dressed as Jerry Seinfeld from B movie.
But from Seinfeld, not B movie, not Barry B.
No. Yeah, just like dressed as Jerry Seinfeld, so like wearing like mom
the
jeans and like
shirt?
White sneakers.
The pirate shirt too.
Or
is that a little too on the nose?
Maybe a little
should
too.
Should we finally
nose.
Go ahead and I'm gonna ask Danny one last question. This will be our closer for the night. Can we sync up? Who from the Monster Musume cast with who's from the Seinfeld cast? Who's the most self-centered one? Because that would be
no.
Terrible.
I know. I was gonna say Mia and Jerry. Mia thinks she's like the best thing. She's really insecure, but she's also like a total snob. Mia be with? Poppy would.
I think
Poppy would be with Kramer.
Poppy's Kramer?
Yeah, 100%.
Poppy's
100%.
Kramer. Definitely.
They're pretty quirky. Getting into
She's
trouble.
Like busting in doors.
Who's George? Would Syria
be George?
Would
be George.
Because delusion.
Yeah, definitely. And she's always getting
more
mad.
Important
mm-hmm,
than they are.
Mm-hmm.
Would mm-hmm. Syria hide a speaker in a briefcase? To learn what
Syria
other
would
are
definitely.
Yeah.
Back.
Oh, yeah.
Syria would eat a donut out of a trash can and
Do
a clear.
Do you think who would be the Brody of this universe? Who would try to get Mia to make some bootleg?
Russ is obsessed with Brody, the guy that made Jerry tape a movie in a theater once and he got in trouble for it. That's Russ's favorite Seinfeld character and the only one he actually cares about.
Oh my god.
Well, who's the soup Nazi? It'd probably be that racist guy. The
probably
specious
the, those,
guy.
Yeah, the guy that he always has to punch out every episode.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who would be Newman?
Oh, shoot.
Oh, Sue. It'd be Sue.
Yeah. Why is that? Who?
Because she's friends with Kramer, Poppy.
That's true. That's true.
And Mia hates her.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, this is so that accurate. Works. Mia would definitely be with Jerry.
I don't like it, but
she
it works.
She would be Jerry. Ugh. Do you think Mia could be a stand-up
and
comedian?
And Ragnara would be with Elaine's boss.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Who
Wait,
would
which
be
one?
George Steiner?
Jay
is it
Peterman?
George Steiner? Who's the guy who owns the Yankees?
You mean the... What, George Steinbrenner?
Yeah, Steinbrenner. Why did I say Steiner? Sorry, Yankee fans.
I don't
fans.
Know, Russ. It's been like 20 years since Seinfeld's on TV.
Listen, it's on Hulu, baby.
Do you think like 10? Do you think like 10 years after Monster Musume ends, Mia's just going to be showing up on late night TV talking about how she can't go to colleges because they're too politically correct and
yeah,
she hates all cell phones
nowadays?
Monster
Girls and Cars getting coffee.
Yeah, she'll be on the Letterman show, just like Miku.
Remember when Mia took who's the famous guy who created Blazing Saddles? You remember when Mia took Mel Brooks on a ride and he barely recognized her?
Oh my god.
We're getting too deep. We're getting in some deep cuts with this Seinfeld stuff, Ross. I'm getting kind of upset.
I'm
shocked at how much you know about Seinfeld's awful post-Seinfeld stuff.
Anyway, this has been Every Week Cast with Monster Girls. Do we have any plugs to drop?
You can find me on Twitter at Danica Herod. There's mine.
I love that we're having Danny plug something, even though they're pretty much the 30 people that are going to listen to this.
I mean,
follow your.
Well, maybe I'll get you more listeners. I'll retweet it.
Maybe more.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have to like state my new Twitter handle because someone stole Darling Danny Chan as soon as I changed it and has been impersonating me for the last 3 months.
Oh, that's
I reported them. They should be gone real soon. If you're listening,
you're listening to this, fuck you.
There's a Russ Walsh out there. There's a Russ Walsh bot and I'm just too lazy to have it.
Russ, that's just another person with the same name as you though.
No, it's a bot man.
Oh damn.
It's a bot man. I bet they tried impersonating me and they got shut down.
Piss Goblin is so it's so good though. You can't like
Piss
yeah.
Goblin?
I'm not a big fan of the piss.
Alan's not a big fan. We're fundamentally enemies on every level, and yet we have a podcast together. Alan, do you have any plugs?
What? Oh, I'm at Action Alan on Twitter. You can follow the show at HogcastSD on Twitter.
Yeah, Piss Goblin. Rate and subscribe on iTunes. We're also on Stitcher. I don't know if anybody... Have we ever checked the numbers on Stitcher?
Alan doesn't even really know what Stitcher is.
My mom used it.
The Crunchycast is on there too, and I've never even seen what Stitcher was.
I used Stitcher for a while, and then they apparently did something bad where they were taking podcast feeds off the internet and then applying ads to them. Mm. So they're not very good, but I don't...
I would love to have somebody put an ad in our podcast just to see where they would put it in.
Jack in the Box.
Just to see if they interrupted our 10-minute-long space rant.
About Sonic's dick and pizza? What is this? Ugh. Anyway.
What are your plugs, Russ?
Piss Goblin on Twitter. Anyway, this has been Every Week Cast with Monster Girls. Every week is a delight with a Monster Girl.
Every week is a delight with a Monster Girl.
Who's gonna get the cummy next?
That's it. That's the end of our show.
That's it. We're done. Forever.
Bye.